Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, for the first time since he made the decision, coming to the Mets, the Yankee fan is starting to get bothered because Soto is getting hot.
Yeah, you believe that. You actually do believe that.
Oh,
I know you believe that.
Oh, yes, I do.
I got to tell you, man. Well, I don't care. Now, I still hope that he, you know, that he has a rough season. I'm on the record with that. Right. I want to see the Mets do well, and the more home runs he hits, and the more he gets on base, and the more he starts to shuffle, and the more he begins to look like Juan Soto, the less I like it. I'm upfront with that. I am absolutely petty about that. He left the Yankees, and while I'm okay with it, that doesn't mean that I hope he has a great season. So far, he has not. He's picking up. He's a great hitter. He's going to eventually find his way. Here we are finding his way. We're at a very interesting path now because the Knicks have diverted us and distracted us for a while. And now we jump into, now the Knicks haven't hired their coach yet, so that's still a story. But now we jump into the pool and the Met fans feeling great. Yankee fans feeling great. I could be wildly off base with this because I don't jump into the pettiness as much as others. I don't really care about, I don't bear the cross. I don't carry this weight, this burden. I don't really think about Juan Soto except when I watch him. I don't know about others. I really don't care as much as you think that I do.
But there's even a love. Now, by the way, I think it's the right feeling to be bothered. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I think Yankee fans should be bothered, and I believe that they are, but even to the extent.
But bothered because he left them or bothered because they miss him? Because right now,
Both. They
don't really miss him right now. They might miss him in October. Yanks don't miss him now at all. Yeah. Yanks have the best OPS in baseball.
Right.
It's a fact. They don't miss him right now. So he wants about, like, the wound is open. Yeah. That's one aspect. Baseball, I don't miss him.
Why? Because they beat the Royals?
Well, I mean, you guys just beat the Rockies. You come in, you start playing the King Cohen music the other day when you beat the Rockies.
Yankees look like world beaters against the Royals. Look, here's the thing. You admitted to being... Now, some, I think, are on another level. Go out there and boo Juan Soto when we return to Yankee Stadium, all that stuff. Oh, he stinks. The contract's going to be bad. We didn't want him. I call BS on that. I know that the Yankee fan is crushed that a player of Juan Soto's magnitude who carried them to the postseason a year ago, was their best player in the postseason a year ago, chose the New York Mets over the Yankees. And now you've seen the Mets have team success. Now you're starting to see Soto have some success. So when before it was easy for the Yankee fan to pile on and be like, oh, he's awful. Look at this. He's not even the best 22 in town, blah, 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 blah. Now, with Soto shuffling, with Soto being happy, with Soto hammering the baseball, with Soto having the results, now I do think it's going to start to get back to the level where it's going to annoy the Yankee fans. To what extent? Some may be more bothered than you, but I know that they're checking the box scores. I know they're seeing the highlights, and the more and more Soto starts to get those numbers back up, the more it's going to bother the Yankee fan and create that rivalry even more so with the Mets and Yankees.
I'm not saying that the rivalry doesn't get ratcheted up. I think the next Subway Series is going to be, it's going to almost feel like October because, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm sure he's going to have a 1-for-12 or so before then. But Juan Soto's going to roll in, maybe not. Juan Soto's going to roll into that series feeling a whole hell of a lot more like Juan Soto. Going through the baggage and the burden and the circumstances of going back to Yankee Stadium. That was a lot.
Right.
That was a lot. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. We attributed his slow start to him, like, missing the Yankees. Some of us did. Missing the Yankees, whatever. Did he make the right decision? Quite frankly, he may have just been, in his own mind, not even knowing this, like, almost lamenting having to go back there for a couple of games, but not even missing them. Mm-hmm. But like it was in his mind that it was an obstacle and it prevented him from being free and being the hitter that he is.
Right.
Now he went back, it's over, crossed the bridge, and Juan Soto's back to being Juan Soto. But let's also not get this twisted. The Yankees right now, the New York Yankees, have the best run differential in baseball.
Yep.
They've got the highest team OPS. They've got the projected MVP. They've got the projected Cy Young Award winner in Max Fried. And the other thing, which I was more okay with Soto leaving than some, almost every other variable that was going to be important in their success this year has worked out well. Goldschmidt, check.
Mm-hmm.
Dominguez, more from the left side. Check. Like, they've done Volpe's growth. Check. He's got fifth most doubles. I'm not saying that there's... I'll give you this. We got to always keep it real on the show.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a little piece of me that's bothered by the fact that he chose the Mets. I can say that freely. But Juan Soto does not consume my thoughts. Juan Soto is not providing any interference with my enjoyment of what's turning out to be a pretty awesome season so far. The other people, I can't speak for them. Me, have fun being a Met. You're in Queens. We good in the Bronx.
Right.
We okay.
Then I think everybody's on the same page.
There we go.
Because Yankee fans are happy with their plan B. And I'm happy with Juan Soto. I don't think Met fans could be happier. So if Yankee fans are happy with their team. And
how could they not be?
Well, because I don't believe that what they have is as legit as Juan Soto. Like, you could talk about all the numbers and the plan B and all these different... I saw Max Fried against the Dodgers. How'd that go?
I mean, oh, come on. It's one start, dude. But I mean, the guy's going to win a Cy Young.
That's all it takes in the postseason is
well,
one start.
I understand that, but I mean,
but
geez, Pettit got rocked
I'm
a few times.
I'm not talking about regular season anymore. I'm talking about World Series. The Mets are now on a point where... It should be about the World Series. It's World Series.
Yeah, welcome to the club. It's about
exactly.
time you guys got to that
exactly.
point. We're always there.
And
welcome. It feels
and I'm
good.
I'm happy to be here.
Well,
it feels
come
great.
On in.
It feels
just
great.
Just don't get too close.
This feels great. I'm happy to be here. Uh-huh. And I'm happy to be led by Juan Soto.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't truly believe. I think Yankee fans had to accept Plan B and then talk themselves into, well, this is going to be good. And then because of the results so far, it's easy to say, well, look at this. We're better off without Soto. I don't believe that that's the case. I believe there will become a point where they're going to miss Soto. I believe that the majority of Yankee fans, yourself included, admitted checking the box score, watching the games, whatever.
Well, I'm also doing it for my job.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
I watch the best no matter what. But if I
saying,
wasn't, yeah, yeah.
From a fan perspective.
Yeah, that's different.
You want to see him fail.
Yeah.
Just like from a fan perspective, I am on record saying that I cared more about Juan Soto's success early on than I did the team's success. I wanted to see Soto go nuts.
Yeah.
And I believe that there's going to be some fireworks come 4th of July weekend when the Mets host the Yankees. But point is, good, we could all be happy then. Should be nothing to complain about. Mets fans aren't complaining about their team. Nobody's worried about that contract. All of a sudden, Juan Soto looks as happy as a pig and you know what to be a New York Met. Mets are playing like one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And the Yankee fans... Everybody's happy then, right?
Well, absolutely. And by the way, the Mets should be playing like one of the best teams. You certainly paid enough for the roster.
Yeah.
See, that's what can't get distorted here. This is what's going to be an interesting transition for you and for your brethren.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's no longer, wow, look at these. Outside of the 86 Mets, almost every other elite Mets team was constructed, for the most part, of overachievers. Going back to 69, when it all, you got to believe it was 73. But, you know, 73 was the,
yeah,
you got to believe. But 69, the miracle Mets, nobody saw that coming. 73, you know, obviously lose to the A's, who were a dynasty at that point. And they didn't really have that star power. 86 laden with stars. But, and 2000 had some horses as well. And, you know, I love David Wright and Reyes. But, generally, like, the Mets are overachieving when they do well. Little overachievement. Can you really buy it? Are they really one of those great teams? Do they really belong here? Well, Now the measurement, no longer on the curve here, guys.
Right.
There's no more, I don't know if you do this when you play golf. When I play golf, if I hit my first shot in the woods on the first hole, I'm taking a breakfast ball. I don't care. If I fire one in the woods later on, I'm taking a mulligan. I don't care. There's no more mulligans with the Metsies. When you have that kind of money and you have that kind of attention and now you have the star power that you so desperately craved, welcome to the big boys club. We're comfortable here. Let's see if you guys like it.
So am I. I love it. I love this. And do you know why I love it even more than just your normal, well, the Mets spent a lot of money on their roster and they're having success? Because their biggest piece stings the Yankee fan. You can put up a front all you want. I see right through you guys. I know it hurts. Soto is coming. He's arrived! All right, BT and Sal, the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We'll get to the Knicks stuff coming up a little bit later on. We want to start with some baseball today. Flavio is calling from Hawthorne, New Jersey. Good morning, Flavio. How are you, my friend?
Morning, guys. Way to start the show, but Sal, you're a little delusional if you're thinking Yankee fans are all upset about Soto doing well with the Mets. We've got the Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
We've got the MVP. We've got first place. And we cannot wait to meet the Mets in the World Series so we can shut it down once and for all.
Oh, Flavio, be careful what you wish for, my friend. You want no part of this Mets machine. Trust me.
It is happening. It is happening.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wait for the next series. Wait for the next Subway series. That's going to feel like a World Series game. That's going to be foreshadowing the World Series of 2025, my friend.
I'll tell you, it almost seems, thanks for the call, like that's the only way it's going to get settled. I mean, really, if you think about this.
Regular
like,
season not going to matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough. Fun. Well, it's always relevant for us because we love the sport. Both teams are really good. Both teams have a ton of stars. Like, but there's going to have to, at some point, when Juan Soto is still in his absolute prime, and there's a lot of years for him to do this, it must be settled in the World Series, where either the Mets win, and he's a stud, or the Yankees win, and,
Plan
you know,
B
he goes
better.
Dave Winfield. You know, hits $1.20 in the World Series, whatever it might be.
We'd love to see it get resolved head-to-head. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way if one of the teams gets there. Like, if the Yankees get there, it's going to be like, hey, we were there.
That's a fair point.
Or vice versa.
I'm saying that's the ultimate. Yes. Yeah, but like if the Mets get there and the Yankees don't, forget it. Now we just got to stick our head in the sands for a little bit. Yankee fans will still try to squawk about it. Not me. Right. I'll take the L and I'll move on like a man. And conversely, when the Yankees get there and if the Mets don't, well, now it's like, this is what we do. And, you know, like
correct.
I said, the crowd's heavy.
Yeah, and then I would have to say, you know what? I was
of course,
wrong. Yankees,
and you would. I
Yankees
know you would.
Plan B was better.
It would hurt, though.
I'll take it. See, here's the difference. I'm weathered. in taking the L's.
Yeah, you used to it.
I'm used to being on the side that Yankee fans are now putting themselves on.
Yeah.
That's why I love this. I can take the punches. I've taken plenty. I've been knocked out plenty of times before. My entire existence as a Met fan, I've been knocked down to the mat and try to get up and keep getting knocked down. Now I'm up. And I'm feeling like I just took my spinach like Popeye. I'm ready to go. I am ready. Now, Yankee fans are in a new spot. It's, oh, crap. This might be. You haven't felt it yet, but it could be the beginning of a change here, especially if they met head-to-head in the World Series.
It could be. Or it could be more pain than you've ever felt.
That is
with
true.
With all the pain you've already known, it could be worse.
BT and Sal, the fan Randy's in Brooklyn. What's up, Randy?
First of all, guys, I got a couple of things to say. Don't disconnect me till I'm finished.
Go ahead.
Love you both. But you guys are crying like a ninth grader in high school over the same boy. Soto did not choose the Mets. He chose the money.
That's what his mom
did. Now that the Mets got Uncle Stevie and he's got deep pockets, everybody wants to hit on the Mets for buying. Dodgers done it for years. Yankees done it for years. Why can't we just let the Mets be? Hopefully Soto plays. They're doing great without him. Now he's starting to come into his own, guys. But either way, you got to stop crying about it.
We're not
ridiculous.
Crying about
all the Yankees fans, Mets fans. Come on, guys. Well, it's the Mets. We haven't had anything for years. Now we finally got something to look forward to.
But who's crying about it? I'm confused as to what your point is. Are you done? Can we hang up on you now, Randy, or you got something else?
No, my point is that the two of you are crying. He chose the Mets. Soto chose the money. If the Yankees would have paid whatever...
Randy, the Mets gave him the money. I am a Met fan. I'm not crying about it. I'm crying tears of joy, for goodness sake. I don't understand what you're listening to. What do you think that you're hearing?
What I'm listening to is that he's got to produce. That's the bottom line.
Is.
When Dor came here, he hasn't produced. He hasn't produced. Now he's finally starting to hit the last 2 weeks or so.
Yes.
But you know what?
And it's glorious, and thank you for the call.
Glorious.
We're not both crying about it. As a matter of fact, even BT, from a Yankee fan perspective, has moved on. Plan B, he's enjoying every second of it.
Yanks are rolling. And by the way, you know, I talk about the projected MVP, projected Cy Young winner. Also, last year's reigning Rookie of the Year is coming back. Like, there's a lot. And by the way, there's a lot of good things with the Mets here. It's just, for me, I don't know.
When I hear that, I know maybe you're not.
Go ahead.
I hear coping.
We got
the Rookie of the Year coming back.
Yeah.
We got the Cy Young guy. We got this. We got hard hit rate, the OPS, the run differential.
Hard hit rate. Yes, the Yankees' Bauer rate is so good that it has diminished the sting of Juan Soto leaving us. No, listen, if the Yankees, here's where it would be copium. And then that's where the memes, which I was hit with when he left the Yankees, and they were funny, that's where they could reapply here. If the Yankees were in second or third place, and I'm sitting here saying, hey, you got Hill coming back, or somebody, say if Judge was off to a slow start, Judge will get it cooking, I don't really miss Soto. That would be, I think, projecting maybe unnecessary or just unrealistic confidence for them to stabilize him. Now, I know the Yankees aren't perfect, like I know the Mets aren't perfect. But baseball's not perfect. Honestly, matter of fact, baseball in totality sucks right now. There's a lot of bad teams. So what the Yanks run out there and what the Mets run out there are good enough to get to a World Series, which is fun. Unlike others, I'm not preoccupied with the Mets. I follow them, I watch them, I respect them, and I hope to play them in the World Series and I hope to beat them again.
So the plan B for the first couple of months,
which I was always on board with. You got to give me that.
Right.
I was always okay with plan B for the Yankees.
They couldn't afford the right way. The right way would be to bring back Soto and go get Goldschmidt and a pitcher.
I do agree with that. You said that. You're right. But I was always interested in plan B because I thought there was a versatility and there was more defensiveness, like the better defenders and just a little better on the bit, more
pieces
athletic.
Better.
I thought it was a better
move Judge to right.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So the point is, though, in the beginning, not only was plan B working, Soto was struggling.
For sure.
And then
it was fun.
And then the reports were, well, he's not happy. He really wanted to be a Yankee. Now, like an arm wrestle where plan B was dominating the Soto move to the Mets, now the other arm wrestler in the equation is starting to come back up. Because all of a sudden, Soto is starting to look like Soto. And the Mets plan is also working. So what's going to give? At some point, something will give. Either the Mets plan with Soto was going to prevail, meaning winning a World Series, or the Yankees plan B without Soto is going to be getting to a World Series again and winning a World Series. We will find out one way or another. But right now, it's back to being, hey, Met fans couldn't be happier with the way things worked out. And I think Yankee fans are telling themselves they couldn't be happier with the way things are working out.
Well, to stick with the arm wrestling analogy here, it's, okay, so, yeah, it started like it looked like literally the Yankees were going to pin the Mets. I get it, like in like third grade, you know, I understood, right? But while the Mets have now offered resistance in the form of Soto playing better, they're not capitalizing on a Yankee weakness. They've gotten back to the middle of the fight, if you will.
Correct.
Due to their strength, not any holes with the Yankees.
And that's fine.
Which is what makes it really interesting.
That's
both teams are good.
And it can be a realist. We talk about this a lot, and I know it's fun to speculate and trash talk or whatever, but I don't know if you could have a more realistic line to a Subway Series. Now, again, crap happens in the postseason. Mm-hmm. There's so many variables there, but at least from my perspective, from a Mets perspective, I always kind of expect the Yankees to get there, especially with a weakened American League. But I felt that way even with the Astros. I thought every year, like after 17, the Yanks will break through. They'll break through at some point. It didn't happen until last year, of course. I expect now the Mets to be there. Now, maybe that's a scary thing from a Mets fan perspective.
Danger. You should expect that.
Coming in the year, though, it wasn't the case. It was like, oh, let's see what happens. Roll the dice in the postseason.
Pitching, yeah.
Look, Dodgers, Phillies, Braves. Now, I expect the Mets to be there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.